This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast, written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 8, Fifth Date.
Hi, I'm Myra, and I'm going to perform an original song for you tonight. Thanks.
I didn't know if I'd find you here. Are you far away? Are you close? Are you near? Did I see you once? Did you look at me? Did you hear my song? Did you hear my plea? I don't.
It's 9:30 on Thursday night. Porter sits at a table with Dax, Luke, and Allison, and he can't take his eyes off Myra on stage.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Awesome as always.
Thanks. What'd you guys think?
Excellent.
Dude, that was great.
Porter?
You have a beautiful voice. I loved it.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone who came out tonight. Let's give another round of applause to all these talented people.
Hey, Myra, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, what's up?
Maybe go somewhere a little quieter?
Yeah, I guess. We'll be right back, guys.
Oh, okay. We're gonna go check out the dessert. See you there.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, I go biking on the greenways on Sundays. I was wondering if maybe you might want to join me. You could grab a bite to eat afterwards.
Luke, are you asking me on a date?
Yeah.
No. Allie is really into you, and I just can't do that to her. Sorry.
Sure. Yeah, I understand.
Allie is amazing. You two have a lot in common. She would love to go biking with you.
Okay. I'll ask her then.
Ask who what?
Allie. I'm just gonna leave you two. Luke, we're good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're fine.
Cool. See you guys in there. Oh, cheesecake. Is this mine?
All yours.
Allison went looking for you.
She found me. I left her with Luke.
Interesting.
I hope so.
Hey, guys. Luke and I are gonna head out. Are you good getting home?
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure one of you will take me, right?
Porter won't mind.
All right, awesome.
What?
Don't wait up.
It's getting late. I have an 8 o'clock, so I'm going to head home, too.
Wait, dude, I thought this was going to be, like, a whole thing.
Mara, you were amazing. Thanks for the invite. Porter, see you Monday?
Yeah.
So, is there somewhere you need to be?
No.
Then I'm going to finish my cheesecake, and we can do whatever. Sound like a plan?
How did it go?
Better than expected.
Porter, who usually spends his sessions staring at the ceiling, takes a moment and glances at Dr. Abbott's smiling face. This is the first time he's mentioned Myra to Dr. Abbott.
What did you expect?
I don't know. I haven't really dated. Okay, I haven't dated at all this past year. I wasn't even looking to date. It's all a little weird, to be honest, but...
Porter, just take your time. We don't have to.
No, it's fine. I brought her up.
All of my brothers moved, so I was the only one nearby. It was by choice, though. I never thought about going too far from home.
So you like Nashville?
I love it. I wasn't even gonna come because it's a little scary to just up and leave home, but Allie said she'd come with me. So we did it.
I only left for college, then I moved right back. I like it here.
This is a first for me.
What?
Hiking? On a date?
Gotta say, me too. I've done it with friends or alone.
Me too. Allie and I go hiking a lot.
But never on
a date.
Exactly.
Most of the guys I meet wouldn't want to anyway.
That's crazy. Why not?
Well, most of the guys I meet are musicians.
Okay.
The most time they spend outdoors is at a concert.
Seriously? Every guy?
Every one of them.
Good that you met me then.
Yeah. I've never been happier to have a beer spilled on me.
She's nothing like any woman I've dated. She's nothing like Jen.
Do you feel that's a good thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, I really like her. She's got this amazing voice, and she loves climbing. That's how we met, actually. And we've been hiking a couple times. We're going out tomorrow night.
Another hike?
No, just dinner and a movie.
How does Myra feel about Genevieve? Have you told Myra about Genevieve?
She knows that Jen died. She lost her mother around the same time. Cancer. I haven't shared any details. I know she'll ask when she sees the scars.
She hasn't seen the scars?
No, not yet, Dr. Abbott. I'm trying to be a gentleman.
Well, I'm very proud of you, Porter. This is a big step.
Thank you.
Actually, beginning a romantic relationship is a great thing. And you've begun to freely speak about Genevieve with someone new. It's a start. When the time is right, you'll tell her.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. I'm not usually the biggest fan of Nicolas Cage.
Wait, what? You're the one who suggested the movie.
Well, it was either that or whatever that weird animated thing was.
So what now?
I don't know. Get a drink or something?
We could just go back to your place. I would suggest mine, but Allie's there, and if it's messy, whatever. As long as you don't have mold growing on things, I'm good.
Okay.
Wait. You're cool with this, right?
With you coming to my apartment? Yeah. I just wasn't expecting it.
We can do something else if you'd rather.
No. It's fine.
Oh, this is nice.
You sound a little surprised.
No, sorry. I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, you're a computer tech who likes hiking. I wasn't really sure what the vibe would be, but it's very you.
Thanks, I think.
Let's see. I've got water, orange juice, and some beer that I think Dax left here.
If it's an IPA, I don't want it.
Those aren't allowed in my house.
Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't like the beer?
No, it's fine. What was this? Our fifth date?
Yeah.
And this is going well, right?
I think so.
It's time we slept together, then.
Whoa, you're not even going to try to ease into this conversation, are you?
You know I'm not about that. If there's something I want, I'm going to ask for it.
I don't get to finish my beer, then?
No, you don't get to finish your beer.
Bedroom?
The sun streaming through the windows wakes Myra. She turns over and watches Porter sleep. She studies the faint scar that usually peeks from beneath his shirt sleeve. She now notices that it blossoms up his shoulder. Similar jagged scars decorate his torso. She slowly reaches her hand out to trace them.
Bad dream?
What? Huh? Hey, you sleep all right?
Yeah, you?
Sure. Much better with you here.
Oh, that was good.
Just wait till I'm fully awake.
I'm gonna ask you something, and you can tell me to fuck off if you need to.
The scars?
Yeah.
I was in an accident.
Okay.
You want breakfast?
Well, at least you didn't tell me to fuck off.
It's not... I want to tell you, but it's... I'm not sure that it's really fifth date material.
It's fine. It really is. This is good. We're good. When my mom was diagnosed, she said she was scared to tell me and my brothers. She didn't tell us for nearly a week. When she finally did tell us, she wasn't scared. She wasn't sad. She took the time she needed to live with it, and then she shared it with us. You'll tell me when you're ready.
I'm pretty sure I don't deserve you.
I don't know about that, but I'll take it.
My therapist said you were a big step.
A therapist? Because of the...
Accident. Yeah. Ready to run yet?
What? Of course not. Like I said, we're good. Plus, fifth date is sex date, not reveal your darkest secrets date.
Is this still fifth date?
I haven't gone home yet, so yeah. Didn't you say something about breakfast?
Nope. I didn't get to finish my beer last night. You don't get breakfast.
Oh, is that how it is? You're gonna let me starve?
You'll live.
Join us again next week for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter, Ryan Irwin as Luke, Avalon Heron as Dax, Melinda Paul as Myra, Courtney Holly as Allison, and me, Michael R. as the narrator. Production sound, Matthew L. Hankins. Assistant Director, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original music, Brian Irwin. Editing, Faith McQuinn. Sound mixing, Joshua Sui. Production assistant, Delilah Ferrer. Casting, Courtney Edwards. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. For more information on the show, including a full list of cast and crew, and where to find us on social media, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz.
and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.